when the dogma becomes legislation, that's when you have the danger. I have this horrible fear that the United States could wend its way toward being a fascist theocracy, the cross converted into a symbol of fascism in the service of politics. This is bad.
Yeah.
The biggest threat to America today is not communism. It's moving America toward a fascist theocracy. And everything that's happened during the Reagan administration is steering us right down that pipe.
Oh, Mr. Zappa, do you?
Yes,
do
Mr. Zappa. When you have a government that prefers a certain moral code mm-hmm. derived from a certain religion, and that moral code turns into legislation to suit one certain religious point of view, and if that code right. happens to be very, very right-wing, almost toward Attila the Hun...
Well, then you are an anarchist. Every form of civil government is based on some kind of morality, Frank.
Morality in terms of behavior, not
well, of course.
In terms of theology.
Well, of
you have the freedom in this country to state your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But
and I hope I continue to have that freedom, and that's why I would not like to see them continue in the direction that they're going.
But you take away their freedom.
I'm not taking away their freedom. I'm saying that they are wrong in what they're desiring to do. When they say that, the only way that you can be a righteous person is to do it by their book, then that's wrong. My recollection of when I was going to school is the Constitution says there's a church and there's a state, and they shouldn't mess with each other. And if they do, then that's against the law. Ain't it? Is that the way it goes?
Even though we call this country a democracy, it's turning out to be more and more a candy-coated dictatorship. And so it seems fairly logical that the people who would like to convert this country into a candy-coated dictatorship would do everything they could to make it impossible for people who communicate through the arts to say anything that might resemble a message like the emperor isn't wearing any clothes. That's the thing that they're most afraid of. Anybody who will say anything that equates to the emperor's not wearing any clothes, for some reason that scares the piss out of them.